این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah, ya Allah, subhanallah. Allah, ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allah, ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
Faith must reach the heart with prompting, repetitions, and self-abstinence. The rationalization that the mind has understood and is also necessary has not reached the heart. However, those that washed the corpses and are working with the dead from the viewpoint that this subject is repeated for them, it has reached their heart and they have no fear. It is the same with Islamic subject and subjects of the mind. They are intellectual subjects that with logical reasoning are fixed by it has no effect on the person because the result of the logical reasoning has reached the mind but has not entered the heart. There is no faith in it. The mind has understood it, but the heart has no faith in it.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. On the subject of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "Let us devotionally guard the Islamic Revolution and in continuation of this cherished school, which is the deliverance of the oppressed and the suppression of the arrogant, let us be watchful of our carnal desires, which are the legacy of Satan." Well, here Imam Rahmatullah Alayh is referring to one of the main benefits of the Islamic Revolution, which is freedom from imperialism. Independence of people after the revolution stemmed from the fact that the former regime was fully dependent on the US and it took no decision without the Washington's information beforehand. Other countries like Britain, France, Germany were also complicit with the US in plundering the resources of Iran. Even the fabricated regime in Tel Aviv was engaged in looting the resources of the country. This was very humiliating and the nation could not tolerate it. The Islamic Revolution became a role model for other nations who seek to come out of the yoke of domineering powers and determine their affairs independently.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
Following the great ideas of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, the current leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei hafizahullah, holds that the important point about Iran's revolution is that the efforts and threats of the enemy could not disrupt his calculation system. This is one of the important measures that the enemies adopt. When he faces you and when he knows your intentions and decisions, he tries to do something to change your calculations and to disrupt your calculation system. This is one of the important measures that the enemy adopts in various arenas. However, the enemy could not disrupt the calculation system of our magnanimous Imam, which was based on the truth of the enlightening religion of Islam. Imam Khamenei hafizahullah also sees independence from these arrogant powers as one of the main advantages of the Islamic Revolution. Now, in the modern time, the Islamic Republic of Iran, relying on the votes of people, administers the country without foreign interference, and this has infuriated the Western colonists, especially the great Satan, the US. And that is how Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, talked about this issue 40 years ago. And it is quite, I think, precious. Thank you very much. And until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
لا إله إلا